Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin the ninth and final halachas of this Sefer Avodah, Hilchos Me'ilah, the laws of misappropriation, of inappropriate benefit from that of Hekdesh. Which Yesh Bechlol and Sholosh Mitzvahs, in their category, there's three commandments. Achas Mitzvahs, say one positive commandment. Ushtay Mitzvahs, let's say, and two negative prohibitions. And these are the specifics. Aleph 1, L'shalom Hamoil Asher Chata, that the one who misappropriated should pay up that which he sinned, B'tei Sefes Chemesh V'Karben. In addition to the principle, he has to add a fifth, and a carbon, zehu din amoil, that's a halacha of the one that misappropriates. Beis number two, shle lavi b'kodeshim, not to do work with things that are sanctified. And gimel, shle ligzis kodeshim, not to shear the wool, to go ahead and take off, fleece the animal of that which is sanctified. Uberi mitzazelu b'parakim elu, and the explanation of these commandments are in these chapters where there are eight parakim. Perak alf, which we're going to learn now, is the isser of me'ilo, this halacha of misappropriation. Perek Beis discusses the timing of when something is appropriate for Me'ilah. Perek Gimel discusses when there are exclusions and permissions regarding the Isra of Me'ilah. Perek Dal discusses regarding when there's money that was separated for the halachas of Me'ilah. Perek Hei discusses regarding, as it applies to Betek Abayis, the temple upkeep. Perek Vav discusses regarding something that, if it's nifgam, if it's created deficient or not. Perek Zayin discusses regarding, as it applies to errors and to that of agencies. And Perek Ches discussed regarding as it applies to workers that are employed for items of Hekdesh. So begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, which qualifies the Issa Me'ilah, and tells us that this is a prohibition of a person to benefit from that which is sanctified for Hashem. Which Halacha Aleph opens up in the qualifying this Issa. Us lehedyid, lahanis mekadesh Hashem. It's forbidden for a person to benefit from that which is sanctified for Hashem. Be'min vam hakarev magam mizbech, whether it's something that's sacrificed on the altar, which is called ketchem mizbech. Whether it's things that are sanctified for the temple upkeep, which are the monies of Hekdesh, either one, whoever has benefit with that which is worth, a pruta is worth, the lowest denomination of a currency, from those which are sanctified by Hashem, mal, he has committed me'ilah. Halacha Beis. Now, however, things which were permitted to be eaten from the karbanos, kugoyim b'sar chatos v'asham, for example, the meat of a sin offering or guilt offering, achas rigas dam, after the blood of the karbanos has already been sprayed, which that means the meat has already been permitted to be eaten. Oishtei halechem, or let's say the two breads which are brought on shavuos, achas rigas dam shnei akavasim, after the bloods of the two lambs have been already sprayed, which then that permits the breads to be eaten, at that point, ein b'ha me'ilah. So those items don't have a halach of me'ilah. Afil achal hazar me'ilah v'kayitzvem. Now, even if it's only being permitted for kahanim to eat, so even if a non-kohen eats from them, still the person's not going to have halacha me'ilah. Why? Since it is permitted, at least for some people, to have benefit from them. So whatever benefits from them is not committing me'ilah. And even if it becomes invalidated and forbidden to be eaten, since it had a moment of permissibility, and so there's not going to be any more liability of me'ilah. Halacha Hey, Halacha Gimel contains regarding the punishment of Me'ilah, the penalty. Kol Amoyel Bezadin, whoever commits Me'ilah deliberately, loike gets lashes. And some say that the next part is when there's no lashes, when there's no warning, that you don't get lashes. U'mishalam, and he pays, mashapaga min hekdesh, min hakodesh bereshe, what he created a deficiency from that of Hekdesh, he has to pay the principal without any additions. That's when he does it deliberately. Vazhar shel me'ilah, and where do we find the prohibition of me'ilah in the Torah? Mizeshin of Nissa says a pasuk in Dvarim, like sucha lecho b'sherecha, you cannot eat in your own gates ma'isu d'gancha b'gaymer, the tithing of your grain, etc., because it has to be in Yerushalayim, nidurecha, your vows. So mepiash mu'lamdu, from tradition they learned what that is referring to is shuzhu azhar, this is a warning, la'ichol m'bsa oila, whoever eats from the meat of the oila that you cannot eat b'sherecha, it's supposed to go for Hashem. And the reason why it would be referring to the meat of oil is hoil b'kul Hashem, since it all goes to Hashem. Now, but the thing is, b'hu'ad din l'shar kol kodesh, that applies to all other kachim shul Hashem l'vadu, which is only for Hashem. B'mekachim mizbech, again, whether that which is sanctified for the altar, b'mekachim b'adik abayis, whether that is for the temple treasury, imnen b'mshav v'pruta, if it really only belongs to Hashem, and the person's having benefit for that which is a benefit of worth of pruta, like he gets lashes. That's what he does deliberately. Mol b'shkaga, if he commits me'ilah by mistake, Mishal Meshanena, so he has to pay what he benefited, and here it's V'teisef Es Chaymesh. That's specifically when he does it by mistake. He has to add on a penalty of a fifth. And Umaybi Ail Bishnei Saloim brings a ram that's worth two Saloim. Umakribi Asham, and he sacrifices it as a guilt offering. Umaskabalei, and that's where he gets atonement. B'zeo Nikr, that's what's called Asham Me'ilis, the guilt offering of misappropriation. Krishnam says a pasim yikra, it says v'chata bishkaga. So this, these halachas says specifically, if he sins by mistake, mikach Hashem, from the holy things of Hashem. V'heviyas Hashem v'gumas, he has to bring a carbon Hashem. V'isa shachotim nakoydish Hashem, and that which he sinned from the holy things, he should pay up. And v'schamishesa v'gayim, and he has to add the fifth. So you see all those three when he does it by mistake. V'shil makaren, v'tesev v'schaymish. Paying up the principal with the addition of the fifth. In my voice to come, we bring the carbon of Hashem Ilus, mitzvah say is a positive commandment. Halacha Dald. Tashlam HaKeren, so the paying up of the principal, Vavasa Hashem, and bringing the carbon Hashem, are ma'akvan HaKapar. Those are integral to get atonement. But ve'en ha'chemesh ma'akv, but the additional penalty of the fifth is not critical. Shlomo says in the Pasig, it's not ma'akv, the Kapar. It doesn't hold back the atonement. Because it says in the Pasig, ve'el ha'asham, in the ram of the Hashem, which actually ale is referring to one thing and Ashram is referring to something else. It's Ayel v'Ashram, the ram, which is what we usually call the Ashram, and the Ashram is the guilt, which is the, what did he do that makes him guilty, is the principle that he misappropriated. That's both those are ma'akvim. They withhold the validity. But the additional fifth, that does not hold back the atonement. Halacha hei, hevi me'ilasai. Let's say he brought his carbon me'ila, actually hevi ashamai, before he paid back the principal, Loyotza, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Now, nistapically in Mo'la Loymo'la, another halacha, let's say he's not sure if he committed Me'ilo or not. So, he's exempt from the payment and exempt from the carbon. V'hachemish, now another halacha, this fifth that he owes for committing with the definite Me'ilo, harehu ketchilas ha-hektish. So, that's the same thing like something that was initially consecrated to be as Hekdesh, because this fifth is owed to Hekdesh. So the Mnena Bai, so he has now pleasure from that fifth, which he has to give. Now on that fifth, he has to give a fifth from that, because that's the penalty he has to give from having that benefit from Hekdesh. Now, Kvar beyond the Kampam, I already explained many times in the Chachumas Perek Yud Halacha Chav, Maestro Shendin Perek Halacha Aleph, that Shachemish, this that we say you have to add on the fifth, what actually it is, it's called Chemish Mila. Milagav, which milavar, which is echad ma'arba min hakeren. It's one quarter of the principle. Achiyuhu v'chamshei chamisha. It's together with the four fifths. This fifth is going to make it it's going to make it together as, in total. Now it's going to be a fifth, but it's actually a quarter from the principle. That's how we evaluate this obligation of the fifth. Halach above yesh devarim shein chayim le meil medibri tarim. Now there are certain things that are not biblically obligated in Me'ila. Aval as lahan is b'mem debris seifim, but there is a rabbinic prohibition related to them. V'anena mehem misham kerem b'vad, and whoever has pleasure from these things will only be obligated because it's rabbinic only for the principal. V'ena meisal chaymish, but it does not add on a fifth. And v'ena mebi ashram, it definitely does not bring a carbon, where biblically is not really obligated in the halacha Me'ila. Now, halacha zayin continues regarding what's included in this iser of Me'ila, of misappropriation of Hekdash. So, kolkachim is be'ach. All things which are sanctified for the altar, and this is where we switch, up until we're speaking about whether kachim is be'ach or kachim b'digabai is, now specifically something regarding karbanos, bein kachim, bein kachim kalim, we have the high-level kachim, the low-level kachim, asurim begizav avaydim. They're prohibited to do the fleecing, the shearing of the wool, and working with the animal. And that's the theme of these halachas. Shem, like it says the pasuk in the bar, it says leisavid b'vchoshirecha, shouldn't do work with the firstborn of your ox, leisogiz b'chotzenecha, and you shouldn't be fleecing the wool of your firstborn animal. So you see about avoidu leisavid and about giza of leisogiz. Now it's not only for b'chayir, but what the shark kachim something applies to all other kachim mizbeach. But in contrast to kachim b'digabayis, that would only be rabbinically prohibited, as we can see later on, but not biblically. Now b'goyiz is a shark. So although the pasuk talks about working the ox and shearing the wool of the sheep, but the same thing is vagoyz as a shor. If you shear the wool of the hair of the ox, or you even betoyin, it does work with the sheep. They're also like you're going to get biblical lashes. Now, but this is specifically giza, which is shearing, which is an art form. But vatoylish any kugayz just tearing out the hair is not have the same halacha as giza. Now, the Yerali says Rambam, it appears to me she'ain a leika that one does not get lashes for doing this iser, actually yigzeis until he shears the wool, kedeiruich of a sit kafel, the amount that's the width of a double of a sit. And the reason for this is leizeh chamim b'shabbos, it can't be more stringent than Shabbos, which in Shabbos you're not chayv for the malach of giza until that amount. Same thing would be for this iser of me'ila of the carbon. Now, halacha ches, svei kadoshim, Let's say you have a doubt regarding a kachin. Let's say you have an animal, you don't know if it's the firstborn animal or not. So because of the doubt of this issa d'iraisa, you're not allowed to shear the wool and do work with it. But if one shears the wool, it does work with them. And you're not getting lashes, as halacha always is regarding, we don't give lashes on a doubt regarding the isra of the kachin. Halacha taz, behemas hakodesh. If there's an animal that's sanctified, shenafa b'mum, where it develops a blemish, and beniftus, and it's redeemed, kamesh beyond, like we explained in Perek Alf, mezbech halacha yod, so such an animal, even though you redeemed it, it's not permitted to share the wool or work with it. That's what's called commonly psula mikdashim. Varehi beisuda, and it retains its prohibition of these two things, until it's slaughtered. Now, nishchet achat pedyoneh, if it's slaughtered after it was redeemed, then it's permitted to go ahead and eat the animal. Now, when do we say this? Is kishakadim hekdishin is muma. Specifically where it was sanctified before it was blemished. So, when it was sanctified, it had its physical sanctity because it was able to be a carbon. Or even kadim mum oibelekdishin, or even if it had a blemish, but only a passing blemish was before it was sanctified. So it could still get a physical sanctity. Let's say it was already a permanent blemished animal. When he came to sanctify it, then it's actually not going to have the biblical prohibition about shearing the wool and working it, only from rabbinical, because it never really had a physical sanctity. Now, niftas, in such a case, of the rabbinic case, then when it's subsequently redeemed, then it's like unconsecrated animal for all halachic purposes, but takes the chulin and goes out to be considered chulin, the gazes, love it, to be able to shear the wool and to do work with it because it never had any halacha of a physical sanctity because it was never a fit for the mizbech because it was already pre blemished before it's even sanctified. Chut from the b'chayv ha'maisa, except for the firstborn animal and the maisa behema, shagadusha chalal gufim, where their actually sanctity takes effect on their bodies, even if they were already permanently blemished from before that sanctity happened. Because an animal, these are automatic things, the tenth animal or the animal that's born first from the womb. And therefore, in yitzim l'chulin, it never goes out to be considered chulin, migazel l'avid l'oilam, to be able to share the world, to work with it, ever, by the b'chayv and the maisa behema. Moreover, v'asla harbiya, one is forbidden to mate the Bechayr, or Psalm Mekdashim, regarding the firstborn animal or these carbonas that were invalidated, which you say, now do work, because mating them is considered doing work with the Kachem. Halacha Yud, now regarding this Isra of Giza, Mutta Litlish Esaseir Likatchil Melakadashim, one is permitted to initially tear out here from a carbon, because if you want to show the blemish to a professional to see is this blemished or not, to invalidate it from a carbon, you let it tear out to here so you could show him the blemish. Now, that here that was torn out, or fell out from the animal, or from the firstborn animal, the mice, which always has these isurim, it remains to be forbidden to have benefit from that here. Even if after his animal was subsequently slaughtered because of its blemish, that here is forbidden. The reason that is because if we let you use the hair, the fleece, the wool, there's a rabbinic decree that maybe you're going to hold on to those animals so that you can utilize the wool that falls out from them. Since they're not coming for atonement, so the person doesn't care how long he remains alive, and that's a problem because you might come to misappropriate the hektish. Now, in contrast, but the wool that falls out from a sin offering or guilt offering, you're allowed to have benefit from that hair subsequently after it's slaughtered because of its blemishes. Why? Because since those karbanos are coming for atonement, for a sin, in the mashal, some person wouldn't delay it to get to here because he wants to quickly get atonement, and then we're not concerned that you're going to hold on to the animal, so therefore, subsequently, when it is permitted, after the animal was redeemed, then one could go ahead and have benefit from those hairs. Now, v'mnitlish min ha'oila, now, however, if the hair falls out from specifically a burnt sacrifice, that is a suffix, so that's already a situation of doubt, and the reason for that is because primarily oila is not for atonement. But it does atone for positive commandments. So if it's like, it's not clear if it's considered l'chapara, that we would not be geizer, or if it's not l'chapara, we would be geizer. Now, whatever falls out from a kodshim, acha shenafa b'mum, after develop a blemish, harei mutu b'anoya, that's permitted to have benefit from it, because he didn't tear it out actively with his hands. Except for the firstborn animal and the maisa behem, because there the physical sanctity takes effect on it, even if it was had a blemish, or has physical sanctity. And even whatever falls out from it, even after it developed a blemish, still also no, it remains isabano, because it still has this kedusha sagul. If someone slaughters the firstborn animal or other sanctified animals. So toilish asaseir mikan or mikan. So you could tear the hair from either side where you're going to do the shechita. Lasas makom lasakan to make a place where the knife could cut through, so that you could do a proper shechita. Ubavachal ezizin mikan, as long as you don't move it from its place, you could go ahead and tear it out, but don't move it away from there. Halachid beis kachya bedigabayis. Regarding up until now, we're speaking about gizav avoda by kachya mizbech. Now regarding kachya bedigabayis, regarding the animals which are from the temple treasury, not for karbanas. A certain megizav avoda and divrei, they're only forbidden to shear the wool or to work it rabbinically. I'm not telling you, I'm certain, but biblically it's not forbidden. The figure of therefore gizav avoda over behem, someone does shear the wool or work with them, and you look, it doesn't get lashes. I'm not going to make his mouth, but we give him rabbinic lashes. Halachid gimel. If someone sanctifies a fetus that's in the mother's womb, he wants that fetus to be a carbon on his bech. So rabbinically, the mother animal is forbidden to do work with it. So although you're not really doing work with the fetus, but because since working with the mother does weaken the fetus, so they decreed not to work with the mother. Now, but you're allowed to share the wool of the mother, that doesn't cause any harm and damage or loss to the fetus. Let's say hikdash iver echad min the behemah. Let's say someone sanctified one limb of an animal. Bein lebedek abayis, bein lemezbech, whether it's for the temple upkeep or whether it's for the mezbech. Sarbeh adav is suffic. So that's a situation of doubt. Im asru kula begizav avoda? Do we say that it's all forbidden to share the wool or work with it? Oy ein asru, or is it not forbidden? Because ultimately it's one limb. On the other hand, it's all connected as an organism is. So therefore, it's a situation of doubt. But ultimately, if someone does work with it, it doesn't get lashes, because like we said, whenever there's a suffix regarding kachim, there is not going to be a punishment of lashes. Even for the biblical case of kachay mizbech, now of course, the issa that we're saying regarding bedek abayis was that rabbinic issa, which we said also has the issa of giza and avoida medivis sefer.